Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Keeping in here.
And we had a nice discussion this morning just on tips, and especially as you're getting ready for the holiday season. You know, unfortunately, the world being what it is, people are out to separate you from your money. And a little bit of prudence will just ensure you have a more peaceful holiday season and can enjoy all the entertainment that's going to be around during that time of year.
Oh, wow. I love entertainment.
And now we have Kate Beckman with us, who is from the Long Island Arts Alliance, to tell us about some of this stuff. And Kate's been on before.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure. You know that. It's great.
And I'm happy to come and share, actually, with your listeners all the wonderful events going on in Long Island. You don't need to go into Manhattan. We have incredible arts, culture, and events here, and that's what I'm going to share with your listeners. So what I would tell your listeners is run, get a piece of paper and a pencil. Since radio is an audible venue and not visual, so you can write down. We'll speak nice and slowly and tell you what you can look forward to.
I'm just going to interrupt. If you don't have that and you're driving, don't abstain. You can call 311 because anything Kate says, those numbers get transferred over to 311. So if you can't write it down, dates, et cetera, you'll have everything there.
And all of the information I'm sharing with you this morning comes from the Long Island Arts Alliance. And just a little bit about that particular organization. We're a nonprofit organization here on Long Island that we promote the arts and arts and education. Arts and education, and we also serve as an advocate for arts and education in our schools. We're supporting STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. STEM, but we want STEAM. Get the arts
in
there.
And
we also collaborate on strategies for economic development and revitalization. So that's a little bit of what the Long Island Arts Alliance does. We'll refer to it as the LIAA.
And just I'm going to interrupt you there. The LIAA has this wonderful multifold thing that opens up with a map of Long Island. So when you're looking at a theater, you say, that's an interesting show. I say, oh, it's in this town. It's not that far to find. I mean, I think it's great. It's just,
well,
I think they do
wonderful.
It annually. I'm not sure.
We do, actually, we do the arts map twice a year.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
There's one right now. In fact, we have extra copies that if any of your listeners would like a copy of the fall map, to just contact Project Independence and they'll mail it out to you.
Oh, perfect.
And we
okay.
also do one, it's called summer, but it'll have spring and summer. So we do it twice a year. And if you don't have a copy of the map, also go to a computer and this is the website. You want www.artsalive.org. So artsalive.org. And that's going to take you to our calendar of events. And it's all the things. So if you are looking for something to do this weekend, you can pop in the date and you'll see everything that's registered that you can see. That's one that's always a great place to go. In fact, for the events that I'm going to share with you this morning, for details, that's where you'd want to go.
And you know Otto, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so Otto is a member in one of the theater groups that he found through this, and I forget exactly where it is, but it's a little bit of a ride. But I said, I would never bother going there. When I saw the map, it's like a 20-minute ride.
It's like,
versus going into the city, taking 2 hours to get into Manhattan sometimes.
And the parking is free. The transportation is easier. Right. We have excellent restaurants and culture, museums, art museums, theater, concert. It's all here on Long Island.
Right.
And as we say, we go from Manhattan to Montauk. We have everything. The other website you might be interested in taking a look at is longislandartsalliance.org. So those are the two websites that you can get more information, find out about the organization, and also the events. Now, first events I want to bring anything that's happening this weekend, because if you're interested, so this is happening this particular weekend. The Arena Players Repertory is going to present Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. That's December 3rd and 4th, and it's going to be at the Suffolk County Vanderbilt Museum, which is in Centerport. And we also have things all over the island, but also it's not, as you said, John, it's not a far drive at all. The Stony Brook Village Center's Holiday Festival is taking place through December 4th,
okay.
So this weekend. And that's in Stony Brook at the Ward Melville Heritage Organization Educational Cultural Center. And John, I'll leave you my notes also if any of your listeners, you know,
perfect.
Want to contact and get that also. Madison Theater, which is on the campus of Molloy College, is presenting Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet through December 4th. So those are the weekend things. And the last one for this weekend that I want to highlight, I'm performing this Sunday at it's a new bookstore in Rockville Center called Turn of the Corkscrew. And Turn of the Corkscrew Books and Wine, because you can buy a glass of wine, some light refreshment. I've spoken to the owners. They'd like you to browse with your glass of wine. And
wow.
John Farrell, who is my voice coach, he's going to be at the keyboard and will be there this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. providing some background music. And that's in Rockville Center on North Park. And John is, if any of your listeners are interested in studying voice, he's an amazing voice teacher, and he also is the owner of JPF Music. So you can find him at john@jpfmusic.com.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. So if you want to come and see me, what I look like, the face behind the voice, I'll be at Turn of the Corkscrew Books and Wine this Sunday. So that's what's happening this weekend. Now moving on, other performances throughout the holiday season. At the Planting Fields Arboretum, you have Music at the Mansion, and this is December 16th, and the performance is by a group called Lapis Luna. Then the musical White Christmas is being presented at the Noel S. Ruiz Theater at the CM Performing Arts Center in Oakdale. And that's through December 16th, so you have this weekend
okay.
and next weekend. Traditional, A Christmas Carol is being done at Theater 3 in Port Jefferson, which is through December 30th, so you have the rest of the month. And for the younger members, so if children or grandchildren, Frosty is going to be presented at the John W. Engelman Theater. This goes through the end of the month, and that the Engelman Theater is in Northport. They're also doing an excellent production of Mary Poppins at Engelman Theater, and that also runs through the 31st of this month. They have things for children's theater, and also for the adults. Something that intrigued me, there is a high tea luncheon with Mary Martin and Dinah Shore, Main Street, Stony Brook, and this is through January 11th. And I dug a little bit deeper, and they're actually, you can have high tea, so there's food involved, and they're also highlighting some of the songs that were associated with Mary Martin and Dinah Shore. So that's your high tea with Mary Martin.
Well, Mary Martin, I know, but with Dinah Shore?
Dinah Shore goes way
Dinah
back.
Dinah Shore?
Goes
oh,
back
yes,
to...
Oh, yes, you do. See the USA in your Chevrolet.
No, but she was an entertainer?
Dinah Shore.
Oh, really?
Yes, you
okay.
do.
Okay.
I'm sure you do.
No, I mean, Mary Martin's, I know, was a
But Dinah Shore had a variety show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, like she was like a Dick Cavett person. I didn't know she was an entertainer. I thought
oh,
she was
yes.
an MC of a talk show.
Oh, I know. Oh. The song you just sang is the one I would associate
Correct.
Right away with it.
Okay.
But that,
okay.
well, there's something for you to go to see
okay.
and expand.
You know
expand.
What? Just look it up on the computer. You're going
right,
to go,
right, right.
What the heck was I talking about? Of course I know her.
With the proper password.
You will. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Broad Hollow Children's Theater is presenting Elf Jr., and that's the 17th through the 27th at the Bayway Arts Center in East Islip. And they're also presenting, Broad Hollow's Children's Theater, presenting Frosty the Snowman December 27th through 30th at the Bayway Arts Center in East Islip. So one of the reasons I share that, I think it's a great thing. Get the whole family to go. Bring grandchildren, children, and those are some of the performances. Also, one other performance I just found that I wanted to give a plug to. On Saturday, December 10th,
okay.
at the St. James United Methodist Church, the Rockville Center Choral Society is presenting Winter Greetings, Winter Songs. Children under 12 are free, so it's a great family event. I understand there's a sing-along, and that's in Lynbrook. So okay, that's something coming up next weekend.
How exciting. That is really...
The variety is amazing.
Wonderful.
Those are just the performances. Maybe if we're going to take a break soon.
Yeah, we are going to take a break.
On the other side of the break, what I did was I brought some of the other things that are also happening during the holiday season. So take time. You know, sometimes we can get kind of crazy this time of year with I got to do shopping and I have to do the baking and I have to do the cards. And I think sometimes we miss the spirit of the season. So take time, slow down, and
My wife stopped doing cards years ago. She said, why am I going to send you a card? If I don't talk to you, I can call you and say, have a good holiday, whatever. Yeah. She says, it serves no purpose. You know, just if you mean enough to me, I'm going to call you and say, how's everything? I'd send a card once a year.
Exactly. And many people are now doing it through their emails.
That's
anyway.
True, too.
So,
you know.
I mean, there's, yeah.
There was something on the news last night, and they said, e-cards, that's a no-no for the holiday. They were talking about what's appropriate. Regifting. If it looks like it, it's brand new.
Right, right.
Okay, make sure you just don't give it to the person who gave it to you.
Right. Right.
But they said e-cards.
I'm aware of one of those.
E-cards, no. No. That was according to CBS News. That was on the air last night. So.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take the break. Okay. Kate was saying, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.